Hey, everybody. Jenna Ellis from the Trump campaign is here with a flash update about the campaign's legal fight. You're going to love this report made possible by those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Jenna Ellis is here. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Has this election cycle gotten you stressed out, worn down? If so, time to bounce back. What is the number one mineral to fight stress and fatigue? Magnesium. I want you to try a new dietary supplement of veggie capsules with me called Magnesium Breakthrough. From friends of the show, by Optimizers. This is the magnesium supplement I recommend because it combines all seven essential forms of magnesium into one convenient daily dosage. Most magnesium supplements fail because they are not full spectrum. When you get all seven critical forms of magnesium, so many functions in your body can get upgraded. The supplements are designed to enhance focus, sleep, reduce inflammation, and improve your body's reaction to stress. Check out Magnesium Breakthrough with me. Take two pills a day with your evening meal and reverse magnesium deficiency in all of its forms. Use promo code KIRK10 for 10% off any order. Go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk. That's buyoptimizers.com, buyoptimizers.com/Kirk. Then promo code KIRK10 to apply the discount. Jenna, welcome. Give us the update from the Trump campaign legal fight.
Yeah, well, of course, the fake news media is trying to just pretend that everything is over and President Trump's conceded and they're trying to coronate Joe Biden and push this through. And they're not recognizing that the Constitution provides certain safeguards when the elections are corrupted. So where we're at today is that we've won some significant legal challenges. We have a case pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. The Third Circuit has granted expedited review of another appeal that we have. And importantly, Charlie, three state legislatures in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Arizona have now said that they will hold hearings to assess the evidence and the testimony, the pictures, the videos, everything that we have, which I can attest, I've seen it. It's a lot of evidence, thousands and thousands of pages, so that they can review in their states what exactly happened and get to the bottom of this. So for all of the fake news media out there, sorry, this is not over yet. Take courage. President Trump is fighting for America.
And so can you just give the conservative base and some Trump supporters just some confidence of what you guys are doing in the process and the timing around it? Because there's some people that are losing hope, and we are keeping hope alive here in a lot of different ways, especially around a lot of these legal fights. Can you add some detail to that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I've had many conversations over the last few days and weeks and even today with the president. He is not backing down. He understands and is right at the tip of this spear for the election integrity fight. So take courage. He is not at all conceding. Don't believe what the mainstream media is trying to sell you. They are trying to pretend that it's over. The constitutional process allows that after election day on November 3rd, then the states start that certification process. But just because they certify doesn't mean anything. The legislatures of the states are the only entities that are constitutionally able to select their slate of delegates. So that safe harbor deadline to select that slate is not till December 8th. And then the Electoral College doesn't vote until December 14th. And even then, no president is sworn in for the next term until January 20th of 2021. So we still have at least 3 weeks before the Electoral College votes, and even over a month before we're even looking at any of those other constitutional deadlines. So again, the media is trying to rush to judgment on this. They want you to be discouraged. They want you to believe that this is over. They don't want you to see the evidence. They don't want you to believe that this election was stolen. It absolutely was. President Trump won in a landslide. We have the proof. We are simply going through the legal process. And Charlie, you and I are old enough to remember the 2000 election. where George W. Bush fought through the legal channels. It took 37 days. He lost at all of the lower court stages. It wasn't until he got to the U.S. Supreme Court that they fairly and accurately applied the U.S. Constitution to the law. And we now have had President George W. Bush, not what the media was then calling a president-elect Al Gore.
And so, Jenna, can you also walk through what you said in the press conference of Federalist 68, I think, where the founding fathers actually anticipated a contested election like this?
Yes. And that's a really important point, Charlie, because a lot of Democrats and a lot of the media are talking about this is undermining democracy. Well, we are a constitutional republic, and that means something different than a direct democracy. We are not mob rule. We, the people, have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and we, the people, do select the next president. But our founders understood that corruption, foreign influence can happen in elections, and they can be irredeemably compromised. So when Alexander Hamilton wrote Federalist 68, he was explaining that we have these safeguards built in so that if corruption or foreign influence or anything else happened, we would not be exposing the country and the method of appointing our, as he termed it, our chief magistrate, our president, to being appointed by through that method of corruption or foreign influence. And so we have to remember that we, the people, vote, but it's actually through our electoral college system. The reason that's in place and the reason our elected representatives in our state legislatures, and there's also a safeguard that if no one reaches over 50% of the electoral college, then the election is actually kicked to the House of Representatives. And through the states and their state delegations, the U.S. House of Representatives votes for the president. That's a way of not disenfranchising the people's voice and vote. And that's actually happened in the 1800 election between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. They tied in the Electoral College, and nobody was saying and freaking out that, oh, we're being disenfranchised. It's we the people, direct democracy. That went to the U.S. House of Representatives. Ultimately, Thomas Jefferson was the president. So this has happened in American history. What Democrats are trying to do is to try to confuse our constitutional system. They don't want to look at the Constitution. They don't want to look at American history. I had a reporter in that press conference ask, is America ready for this? Well, yes, we've been ready since 1787 when we adopted our U.S. Constitution. And these safeguards have been in place in every presidential election. We've had contested elections. We've had corrupted elections. We've had elections like in 1800. So read Federalist 68. Understand our process and why America is so truly great, and that we have these constitutional protections so that when things like this happen, we can go through that process, go through the legal challenges, and make sure that we, the people, are protected.
Can you talk about how they're going to be uncovering these things? Are you going to challenge this ballot by ballot? Are you going to be able to go through signature verification? What is the process here? What does it look like?
Yeah, well, it looks different in every state, and that's why there's so much intentional confusion on mainstream media. Because, for example, in Georgia, when we have this very narrow margin of 14,000 votes, let's not forget, in Florida in 2000, that was dealing with over 61,000 votes with President Bush. And so we keep asking the question, well, recounts don't mean anything. Keep counting the same illegal ballots in the same illegal manner. You're not going to get a different result. You need to have signature matching. You need to make sure that all of these processes are completed in a way that protects election integrity. We have evidence of ballots being counted in secret, of ballots coming in at 4 a.m, of election officials giving Republicans who are voting for Trump a Sharpie in Arizona versus a pen for Joe Biden. I mean, we have all kinds of things. And in Georgia, for example, as Governor Kemp said, the election results have to be certified before the campaign can move forward with certain legal challenges. The mainstream media is going to try to spin that. So what we're dealing with is about 6 states so far, possibly more, that have challenges that we are going through those appropriate steps, Arizona included. And of course, we're going to challenge that. And that's why the Arizona State Legislature is one of those states that will be holding a hearing, because they are very concerned about election integrity. And every American should be very grateful that state legislatures are looking into this, because it's important and it's critical, not just for the outcome of this election, Charlie, but for every future election. If they can steal it now, they're going to steal it again.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And we have seen now what they are willing to do, and even worse, what they are capable of doing. And I want to compliment you and your legal team, because while many Republicans are surrendering right now, you're doubling down, you know, for truth and for really the president's agenda and the 70 plus million people. So Jenna, can you talk about what people can do to support? I get a lot of emails from people at freedom@charliekirk.com. People are asking, what can I do to help the fight? How do we answer that?
Yeah, so a couple of things. First of all, don't give up courage. Make sure that you are not buying into the mainstream media's narrative, that you are not asking all of these other questions, you know, panicked about what you see on MSNBC. That's fake news. It's false. Go to Team Trump and our social media. Go to the mayor's Facebook and Twitter. Go to the president. Go to mine. Make sure that you are getting the accurate information. Don't lose hope. Don't be discouraged. Don't buy into mainstream media. The second thing, pray. Pray for this country. Make sure that you are praying, if you are a Christian, that you understand how important it is for God to protect this nation. That's incredibly important. Pray that truth would prevail here. And then, of course, the third thing is contact your legislatures. If you live in one of these swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, contact your legislators. Tell them that, and it doesn't matter who you voted for. Contact them and make sure that they understand that preserving election integrity is so important. Applaud them for holding these hearings. Ask them to do their constitutionally mandated duty and make sure that every legal vote counts fairly and accurately. If you're a Democrat and you are concerned about counting every legal vote, that should tell you that you are not confident that Joe Biden won legitimately. There was a CNBC piece that was put out today that said only 3% of Trump voters believe that Joe Biden won legitimately. I wonder who those 3% are. But President Trump knows that the over 73 million Americans that voted for him have his back. And then you can also donate to the Legal Defense Fund. You can do that at DonaldJTrump.com, and you can make sure to help us in the fight.
And so the last question, because we're getting thousands of emails about this, Jenna, can you just explain the Sidney Powell press release that you released over the weekend? I know you get asked about this a lot. Could you just add some clarity to that?
Yeah, well, Sidney Powell has been a really good friend of mine personally, of course, of the president and of the mayor's for years. And she is pursuing a different legal theory. She was never formally engaged on the legal team. So she's working on her own to pursue the Dominion investigation, which has very significant concerns. That is going to take a lot longer than this time frame of constitutionally imposed deadlines that we talked about earlier. So she is working on her own. The mayor and I and our legal team are pursuing the challenges, the overwhelming proof that we have, and we're making sure to do that fairly and accurately. And we wish her well in that fight. It's incredibly important. And we're, you know, like lawyers do, there are sometimes two different theories of the case, two different ways of attacking this problem. She's pursuing one theory, we're pursuing the other one.
Well, thank you, Jenna, for all your amazing work. Keep the faith and keep fighting. Thank you guys so much. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We are taking your emails at freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.